Ours to Protect. Brought to you by TIP FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
In this episode of Ours to Protect, we're looking at food waste in local businesses and an appeal for food and drink companies in Tipperary to sign up for the Food Waste Charter to help reduce wastage along the supply chain. About a third of all the food produced for human consumption is wasted, generating up to 10% of our global greenhouse gas emissions, and up to two-thirds of this is from businesses. But reducing food waste in your business could save you money and reduce your carbon emissions. So I'm joined this evening by Odile LeBlanc, who's the Food Waste Prevention Lead at the Environmental Protection Agency. And Odile, can you tell us about the Food Waste Charter and why it's so important?
The Food Waste Charter is a voluntary agreement and it's aimed at food sector businesses. So if you have a business and you're either in hospitality or food manufacturing, we have this voluntary agreement for them to sign up and say, we think food waste is wrong, we're signing up, we're going to measure our food waste and we're going to identify actions to reduce it. The idea being that we all need to join forces to make any kind of impact on this. And we think this voluntary agreement will kind of help businesses to focus a bit on the topic.
And there's some shocking stats as well in terms of, like, we all know that we waste food in our own fridges and stuff at home, but the impact of that, in particular for business, is actually much more shocking than we might think.
Yeah, and I think what we find, you know, from EPA statistics, we know we waste about 750,000 tonnes of food waste in Ireland, and over two-thirds of that actually comes from the food sector, which isn't surprising really when it comes to it. But what we also find is that when we talk to businesses, many of them don't really realize how much food they waste. So they're all aware it happens. A lot of them probably see it as part of doing business. But I suppose our message is, if food is your business, this is your bottom line that you're throwing away. And certainly when people are, you know, focused a lot on reducing their bottom line and cost savings, and that actually reducing your food waste is something they could be doing to help save costs. And, you know, it has the added benefit, obviously, of, you know, it's a good climate action as well. Food waste actually contributes to 8 to 10% of global greenhouse gases. So I don't think people really recognize that food waste is really important from that point of view as well. So from a business point of view, it makes business sense. And also, if you've got, you know, a lot of companies now do a lot of environmental activities as well, so reducing food waste is part of that as well.
Yeah, up to 10% of the global greenhouse gas emissions. Now, it's probably not possible to get down to zero, but if we could cut that even in half, that's a massive amount of the carbon that's put into the atmosphere that could be taken out of circulation.
And I think what happens when it comes to food waste, everybody thinks about it as the waste at the end, but really those emissions actually come from all the resources that have gone into producing our food. So that's what you need to consider here. It's not the physical waste that needs to be managed, but, you know, you've got all the water, the energy, the fertilizer, the transport, you know, all of that has gone into making food and bringing it to our tables, cooking it, all of that stuff. And that's what you have to take into account when you are looking at the greenhouse gas implications of it. And I think, you know, because there's a lot of kind of the physical waste at the end of it, that's where people tend to focus. But really what we should be looking at is not producing it in the first place and preventing it. So that's kind of where our message is to get people more focused on moving back up the chain and preventing food waste in the first place.
Yeah, and that's down to the demand and everything. So businesses in Tipperary can have an effect on this while saving themselves money. How do they go about it?
Yeah, so I suppose the first place to come is go to foodwastecharter.ie, which is our website, and you can sign up and make the pledge. I think sometimes, you know, it's like a lot of things where you're trying to change a behaviour. Making a pledge, a public pledge, can help, you know, with that. It just keeps that commitment going. But then really what's really important, a really important first step, is to track food waste. So because that'll help you as a business understand what is being wasted and where is it coming from. And that'll kind of identify whether there's, you know, systematic issues in the company, if there's a machine that needs calibrating, or if you're a food sector, a hospitality business, maybe you're preparing too much food or your portion sizes are too big. So really data is the key here. Measure first before you kind of think where you might need to work, because that's what happens often. We run a little bit by instinct, you know, you can, I think this is where we have the problem. But if you actually start tracking it first, that'll help you focus where you could have the most impact. And then obviously tracking it regularly will help you monitor whether you are making an impact or not.
And then if they identify where the waste is occurring, what do we do with that food waste, or how do we prevent it getting to that bottleneck stage?
Yet again, a little bit like, you know, changing our habits for healthy eating. Choose one thing. So like I said, if you know, if you're a food manufacturing business, you might find just, you know, there's a piece of equipment maybe that's cutting a bit too much off the end, you know, just maybe a recalibration. But actually what you probably find is a lot of it involves behavior change in the company. So if you're a hospitality business, you probably just need to communicate with your customers a little bit more. Or you might find that in the kitchen, you're ordering too much food, you know. So all of these things will be particular to your business. So really the measuring piece will help you work out exactly where it is and if there's something you can do. We have reports from businesses like that in hospitality where they measured their food waste. They found that they were throwing away loads of bread, and in the morning they were going out with baskets of toast. I'm sure you've been there yourself when you go into a hotel and you get a basket of toast with, you know, four pieces in it. People didn't eat that. So what they did was they put in one of those toast-it-yourself toasters, and that helped them just reduce the amount people were cooking toast to their order, rather than all these baskets of food coming and people not eating it and throwing it away. So it's just an example of, but they didn't know that was a problem until they measured it. And it was only when they realized that that was where there was a big problem that they were able to put in the solution to help resolve it as well.
Well, I'll have you know, Odile, that I never send back the toast when I'm out eating breakfast in a hotel, and I might even look for a bit of brown bread as well. But that's beside the point. So going back to it, look, the basic figures are huge. We have 480,000 tonnes of food waste in the country in 2021. You're saying that about two-thirds of that is coming from businesses, which makes it, over 300,000 tonnes of food waste. Tell us about the type of businesses. Are you focusing on? Obviously all food businesses and hospitality that you want to sign up to this here in Tipperary?
To start with the charter, we actually think we're trying to get manufacturing businesses, because, you know, they're big, they've got processes that they can identify. You know, we've done work with bakeries. We've actually got guidance if you're in the bakery sector, and also what are known as prepared foods. So we've actually, as well as guidance for how to measure your food waste, you'll also find some tips on how to get started, things that you should look at within your company. So if you aren't sure where to get started, that guidance will help as well. And we'll soon have meat guidance coming out, and dairy as well, which I would imagine in Tipperary, meat and dairy would be particularly of interest. So foodwastecharter.ie is where to start.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Tip FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.